so what had happened was I'm thinking about changing our RSVP to a really good friend's wedding that we've confirmed we're going to because we did it earlier in the year. Times are totally different, and unfortunately, situations have changed, and I don't think it's the best interest of us to go to this wedding.
That is a jerk move.
Jerk move is to not show up to the wedding, which, trust me, I had about 6 people do that, which is a real jerk move. They could have at least said they weren't coming. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm trying to be upfront about this, but I'm just wondering from people what they would do in the situation if they would just suck it up and, I don't know, put it on their credit card. I just don't think I have a lot of money budgeted to go to this wedding now.
But you've had a year. I mean, this was in the spring.
Alex, things have changed, though. We had 2 incomes before. We have 1 income now. We've got different bills that we didn't have before. Like, things happen.
I mean, I just think that you should have been budgeting ahead of time. I understand if you lost your job.
In an ideal world, yes, of course you should be. But I'm not disagreeing with that. But this is a different situation.
Rocky tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show, when you knew you were moving and starting a new job, you should have told her then. Hashtag just saying. Sierra tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show, call her and talk to her and see what she says. Talk to her about the situation. If she's your good friend, she'll understand.
All right. Well, if that's the advice, let's see what we got. 317-239-1009. Cole, what are you saying? Is it okay to un-RSVP?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, especially if your intentions are in the right place. You know, life changes. You know, the fact that people are always living with the expectations of other people and what they think you should do or how things should be, if you're literally doing this because it's best for your family, you and your wife, and if it puts you out there to where you're going to then have more bills and it's going to be harder to pay your bills and take care of Christmas, and first of all, who the heck gets married 3 weeks before Christmas, you know, and expects all these people to come and spend money, you know? I mean, so first of all, and second of all, you have another excuse. You just won the St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Contest, you know?
Amen. So, can I get an amen?
But how is that an excuse?
He's still
I'm
feeling
full.
The effects of it.
Okay. Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Stomach is still burning from that sauce.
Hey, cool, man. Thank you for the call. By the way, if St. Elmo's listening, I would love some more this morning. That sounds really good, actually. Hey, Patrick, what are your thoughts on me considering? I haven't done it yet, but I need to make a decision tonight about un-RSVPing to this wedding. Are you on a speakerphone? I can barely hear you. It sounds like you're in a toilet, like underwater.
You know what? It's because of this old crappy phone that I got. I can't wait to get rid of this thing. I'll get rid of it.
Dear Santa, get Patrick a new phone, please. He's been a good boy.
Lord Jesus, I will have one in the next 2 days.
What do you think about the situation, Patrick?
You know, I'm very funky about people canceling stuff on me. But I try to figure out, I mean, are you struggling that you can't go to a wedding?
That's what I'm saying.
Like I said, I'm a very funky person about, you know, people cancel stuff. If you just ain't got the gas to do it, then I guess, but I mean, 6 hours, it's going to be like an all-day thing. But unless you plan on turning up and getting drunk and not being able to make it home that night, then I need you to go ahead and go. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Elizabeth agrees with you.
As far as, like, people having weddings, like, you know, before Christmas, people always have a wedding or some type of sort on by some holiday because it's special to them.
Hey, Patrick, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Elizabeth agrees with Patrick. She tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show, you should go if she's a good friend. You will regret it. Money doesn't equal memories lost. That's what I'm saying.
I could see that. Leah.
Oh, Amy volunteers to watch your dogs. She tweeted us.
For free?
So, well, yeah, she says, Amy says, I'll watch your puppies.
I trust our listeners more than you guys. My dogs with Alex would end up dead. It's they don't feed themselves?
Don't leave your goldfish with me. Nothing.
Leah, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. You're saying that I got to go. I got to go do it.
I say you got to do what's right for you. I mean, obviously, you want to keep the best interest of everybody in mind when you make a decision like this. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's you and yours that you've got to protect. And, you know, if your finances isn't allowing it to happen, then if she's really a true friend, she's going to understand. That doesn't mean she's not going to be disappointed.
If she's a true friend, she's going to be devastated that he's not at her wedding.
See, Alex,
no,
I don't like as somebody.
I don't believe that to be true. I don't believe that to be true at all. And I think maybe this is an age thing. You know, younger people feel that way. I remember feeling that way. That, you know, you do things at all costs.
I used to get so butthurt at friends that like I didn't get invited to some weddings, and I was like not best friends but good friends with people. You realize once you go through that process and you get married, and maybe even people that get married more than once, you realize that like not everything's perfect. It costs money. And it's, of course, I want to be there so bad. But it's like, if you can't do it, you can't do it. And
Here's the thing.
I wouldn't want you to come to my wedding, Alex, or anybody else if I, you know, back in the day, if you couldn't afford it or if you had a prior commitment.
If I was getting married and you told me this, I would be like, do what you got to do. That's fine. But I'm also, in the back of my head, I'm kind of ticked off at you because I'm like, dude, you've known about this since the spring. How are you going to tell me that you can't afford to drive 5 hours and just put your dogs up for a night or whatever?
I'd just be really ticked off.
It's
a whole different situation. You have to take into account that I've got two puppies now that we never had before. So you gotta take into account how much that costs us in general every month to feed them. They're like little kids. Then you gotta board them. You got gas to get down there.
See, another reason why I don't ever want to have a pet.
Well, pets are awesome. I'm just simply saying. Let's take one more call real quick. Let's talk to is this Leah? Evan. Sorry, Evan. Man, you're saying like it depends. What does it depend upon?
Well, first of all, I think you probably should have contacted her before now.
That's what I think.
But I think it depends. If she's already put in the final counts, including you, then I think you need to be there. I got married this summer, and it was pretty fancy. It was about $65 a person.
Dang.
And we had like 10 to 15 people just not show up. So,
ooh.
I mean, that's over $600, $700 that, you know, we could have used for a honeymoon or whatever.
Yeah, that is so rude.
And I, you know what, I agree with you, Evan. That's what we decided last night. My wife and I kind of talked, and we're going to contact today. I wanted to reach out to our listeners first. If she says they've already like put in the final thing, we're going to suck it up. We'll just have to move some money around, and we'll make it work. We'll go there.
Right.
But
if not, then you would actually be saving the money. So
I'd be like, there's your wedding gift. I'm not coming.